WHUD, good morning, 617. Look out, Westchester. Here comes Chelsea.
Yeah. 1 week from tonight and 1 week from tomorrow night, comedian Chelsea Handler. Two nights in a row, she brings her vaccinated and horny tour to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester.
I talk a lot about, you know, my personal life. I talk a lot about, you know, the moment we're in, the moment we just came out of. I talk about dating as a single person during COVID and having my own at-home COVID health test where I was able to give a nasal swab to potential suitors who showed up in my backyard as I was online dating. And then I would run the diagnostics in my kitchen, which took about 30 minutes. And in that time, I could interview them. And if they said anything annoying or I saw any male jewelry, I would just come out and tell them they had COVID and that they needed to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Very good. All right. Now that you're no longer a single woman, are there more jokes or less?
No, there are more. I mean, I tell my whole joke boy love story on stage in a, you know, in a very funny way. I talk about our relationship. He's actually probably going to be with me after these dates. So there'll be a little bit of surprise at the end of the show because sometimes we go on stage together. So to have found someone that I love so much that is such a good match for me is a great love story for all people who need to be inspired, who think, oh my God, I'm at a certain age, I'm not going to find someone. I fell in love at 46. So if it happened to me, it can happen to anyone because I was an iceberg and he has melted me.
It's terrific. Now you're going to be in Westchester for two nights, so you got to stay over someplace. Both Casey and I have spare rooms.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll just spend one night at each of your homes.
You got to feed the dog in the morning, though, because I'll already be out the door.
Oh my God. I want already chores and errands. You're really pushing it.
What's your ultimate message to people these days after what we've been through?
Oh, God. It's remain hopeful, remain vigilant, you know, and, you know, be bold. Be bold. Don't just sit back and watch everything go by. Be a part of it.
Thank you for being a beautiful, bold inspiration.
Thanks, guys.